Lesson 47. Luke chapter 6 verse 1 through chapter 7 verse 18. Introduction. Jesus taught about the importance of doing good to others, including on the Sabbath. After spending a night in prayer, he called the 12 apostles and then taught them and a multitude of people. He also healed a centurion's servant and raised a widow's son from death. Suggestions for teaching. Luke 6. Jesus heals on the Sabbath, chooses the 12 apostles, and teaches the multitude. Note, much of the content in Luke 6 was covered in the lessons for Matthew chapters 5 through 7, chapter 10 verses 1 through 4, and Mark 3 verses 1 through 6. This portion of the lesson will focus on Luke 6, 31 through 38. Ask students to imagine that in their church meeting on Sunday, they hear an announcement about a service project for a family that lives nearby. After the announcement is made, they overhear four different responses. Invite four students to read aloud the following hypothetical responses. Number 1. That family has been through a lot lately. I am happy to help in any way I can. Number 2. There had better be refreshments afterward, because if there aren't, I'm not going. Number 3. I don't really want to go, but I could use some help next week with a project that I'm organizing, so I should probably help out now. Number 4. If my friend is going, I will go. What do these examples suggest about the reasons why people sometimes serve? Ask students to consider opportunities they have had to serve, and how they've felt about serving. Invite them to look for principles as they study Luke chapters 6 and 7 that can help them give service in more meaningful ways. Summarize Luke 6 by explaining that while Jesus was in Galilee early in his ministry, he healed a man's withered hand on the Sabbath, spent a night in prayer, and called the 12 apostles. Jesus then began to teach them and a great multitude of people, see verse 17, how to receive heavenly rewards. Invite students to read Luke 6:19 silently, looking for what Jesus did for the people before he began to teach them. Ask students to report what they find. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 6:31 through 35. Ask the class to follow along, looking for counsel Jesus gave his disciples. What counsel did Jesus give his disciples? According to verse 35, what should we expect in return for doing good to others? You may want to invite students to mark the phrase, hoping for nothing. What temporal rewards might people hope for when they give service? If we do good to others without expecting anything in return, what does the Lord promise will happen? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. If we do good to others without expecting anything in return, our reward will be great, and we will be the children of the highest. Explain that although we are all children of God, those who do good to others fulfill their divine potential by becoming like Heavenly Father. Why is this promise the best reward for loving and doing good to others? Invite a student to read Luke 6:36 through 38 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for examples that Jesus gave of ways in which we can do good to others. According to verses 36 and 37, what examples did Jesus give of ways in which we can do good to others? You may want to explain that those who do good in these ways will receive God's mercy and forgiveness. To help students understand verse 38, bring to class a bucket, basket, or box, and several other items, such as clothing, food, and bottles of water. Be sure to bring more items than can fit in the container you brought. Invite a student to come to the front of the class and ask him or her to try to fit as many of the items into the container as possible. When the student has finished, ask him or her, how do the phrases, quote, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together and running over, end quote, from verse 38, describe your efforts to fill this container. Thank the student and invite him or her to sit down. How do these phrases describe the way in which Heavenly Father rewards us as we give to others? Students may use different words, but should identify the following truth. As we generously give to others, Heavenly Father blesses us more generously. In what ways can we be generous in giving to others? Invite students to ponder a time when they or someone they know has given generously to others. Display the following questions, or provide students with copies of them, and invite students to respond to them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals, or on the handout you provided. How were you or someone you know blessed by the Lord for giving generously? What will you do to be more generous to others? After sufficient time, consider inviting any students who are willing to share what they wrote. Encourage students to pray for the Lord's help as they strive to be more generous to others. Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Jesus heals the centurion's servant. Explain that after teaching the multitude, Jesus entered a town called Capernaum. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 7, verses 2 through 5. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who sought Jesus' help after hearing that he had entered the town. Who sought Jesus' help? Explain that a centurion was a Roman army officer in command of a company of 50 to 100 men. What was troubling the centurion? Point out that Jews generally disliked centurions because they represented the Romans' political and military power over the Jews and their land. What kind of man was this centurion? Invite a student to read Luke 7, 6 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the centurion demonstrated great faith in Jesus Christ. How did the centurion demonstrate great faith in Jesus Christ? Ask a student to read Luke 7, 9 through 10 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for how this centurion's faith was rewarded. Ask students to report what they find. What principles can we learn from this account? Students may identify several principles, including the following. By exercising faith in Jesus Christ, we can help bring blessings into others' lives. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 18. Jesus raises a widow's son from death. Explain that the day after the Savior healed the centurion's servant, he performed another miracle. Invite a student to read Luke 7, 11 through 12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus and his disciples encountered as they approached a city called Nain. Note: audiovisual presentations. Audiovisual presentations best assist students in learning and applying gospel principles when they help students to better understand events or principles recorded in the scriptures. It may be helpful to write on the board specific things students could look for or questions they could consider as they watch or listen to the presentation. You may also want to pause a presentation to ask questions or to point out information that will help students. Instead of having a student read Luke 7, 11 through 12 aloud, you could show a portion of the video, The Widow of Nain, from the Life of Jesus Christ Bible videos, which is available on LDS.org. What did Jesus and his disciples see as they approached the entrance to the city? According to verse 12, why was the death of this young man particularly tragic for this woman? Point out that not only had this woman lost her only son to death, but she had previously lost her husband. In addition to the great sorrow she must have felt, she may have had no one to support her financially. Ask a student to read Luke 7, 13 through 15 aloud, or show the remainder of the video. Invite the class to look for what the Savior did when he saw this woman grieving. You might want to explain that a bier is a coffin, or a stand on which a coffin is placed. What did the Savior do for this woman? According to verse 13, why did Jesus heal this woman's son? You may want to point out that the widow did not ask him to heal her son, but he observed her need and then helped fulfill it. What feelings might you have had if you had been in this widow's situation and had seen the Savior raise your only son from the dead? What truth can we learn from this account about how we can follow Jesus Christ's example? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. We can follow Jesus Christ's example by demonstrating compassion for others and ministering to their unspoken needs. How can we discern others' needs when they have not shared them with us? Explain that as students seek the companionship of the Holy Ghost, they can receive promptings about how to respond to the hidden needs of others. Additionally, students might ponder the counsel President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency once received, quote, "When you meet someone, treat them as if they were in serious trouble, and you will be right more than half the time," end quote. In the Strength of the Lord, Ensign Orleahona, May 2004. To help students feel the truth and importance of the principle they identified, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "A few accounts of the Master's ministry touch me more than his example of compassion shown to the grieving widow at Nain. What power, what tenderness, what compassion did our Master thus demonstrate? We, too, can bless if we will but follow his noble example. Opportunities are everywhere. Needed are eyes to see the pitiable plight and ears to hear the silent pleadings of a broken heart. Yes, and a soul filled with compassion, that we might communicate not only eye to eye or voice to ear, but in the majestic style of the Savior, even heart to heart." End quote. From Meeting Life's Challenges, Ensign, November 1993. When have you or your family received compassion or service from others, even when you had not asked for it? How can following Christ's example help us to develop the ability to discern others' unspoken needs? If you did not show the video, invite a student to read Luke 7:16-17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the people reacted to the miracle of raising the widow's son. How did the people react after Jesus raised the widow's son? Explain that the people may have declared that, quote, "A great prophet is risen up among us," end quote, from verse 16, because of the similarities between the healing of the son of the widow of Nain and occasions when the Old Testament prophets Elijah and Elisha had raised sons from the dead. Conclude by inviting students to look for opportunities to meet the unspoken needs of others. Encourage them to serve generously and without expecting anything in return.